you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
I like that.
Craig, just
I like that.
It's great.
I'm not going to yell dilly dilly this weekend. No more shots for me. No more shots for me.
Well, you'll be fine.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sick of that yet. That hasn't worn off.
I like it. I like it for the show, too.
I knew the first time I heard it that it was going to be an issue for me.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's there. It's the only reason it's in the system. Because you had a rap about that last week. And
it is loathsome.
Yeah, that's Craig Evans.
Dilly dilly.
Our buddy Ben Roy and also Hippie Man will be here. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Dilly.
Craig Evans, Tony's hanging out. LD, ow. He left. He left the Fruit Loops.
Yes, he did. Actually, with marshmallows.
Game changer.
Yeah, they are game changer. Pete just had some. They're good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're good. I mean, like a double down's a game changer. You know what I mean? Like, this is just cereal with milk.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's very good.
Well, no,
and I'm grateful.
You got to remember, it's coming from kids or teenagers, and once that's a game changer in their life. I can see that.
Yeah. I even brought it up again with them, and they are like, oh, yeah, it is.
Because sure. You got to harken back, Petey, to the days when cereal was an important part of your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We all went through a phase where cereal was a very important part of our life.
Well, I mean, you got to give Petey a break. He invents food, you know? Mm. The tortilla
grilled
cheese.
I'm surprised he didn't invent that. I just marshmallows. I threw it in my Fruit Loops. Yeah. It's freaking great.
Tortilla grilled cheese was a game changer.
Right.
Because he invented it.
Right. Right. What is that story?
So,
how's a kid die eating grilled cheese?
Dairy allergy.
Oh, yeah. Was it dairy?
Yeah, an allergy.
Oh God.
A very well-known dairy allergy. They knew and they still did it, and yeah.
Wow.
Oh, they...
That's murder.
The daycare.
The daycare.
The daycare knew he was allergic to dairy, gave him a grilled cheese, he died.
Oh, Jesus. See, I just saw the headline. I'm thinking Todd's going to hate kids with grilled cheese allergies now, but it was actually dairy and a kid. Oh, that's just brutal.
Yeah. I didn't think American cheese had dairy in it.
You're right.
Yeah. The little slices, the individually wrapped.
Yeah.
I didn't believe there was any real cheese product in that.
It always just tasted like government.
That is sad, man. I'm
sorry. It's pretty horrible.
Although government, I think, that has actual cheese.
Yeah, it has some milk in it or dairy.
It may.
Man, that's sad. All right, Craig, pick us up, please.
Yeah. Tell me this, since you all have kids in school, because I've seen a couple of these.
This is daycare, right?
I've seen this posted on the on the Facebook, so I don't know its validity. But apparently there is a game going on now where it's the eraser game. The object is to draw blood by taking a pencil eraser and rubbing it on their hands, whatever, their arms.
Until blood happens.
Yeah, until they draw blood.
You know what?
You can make designs and whatnot. Oh. We used to do that in elementary school.
Okay, not till blood, right?
Well,
I never heard that.
It'd be a burn, if you will.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I never did.
Yeah,
a
form of light branding, if you will.
I don't know. Maybe I just started it now.
Yeah, well, that's Arkansas, too, though, right?
It is.
Use a hot hanger or something. You know what I mean? Like, do it right, man.
Are you in?
It doesn't last.
Once it happens, you in some black frat right after that?
No, it doesn't last. Yeah. No, it doesn't last.
Yeah, the problem.
Is it lambda?
You know what does last, though, is erasers aren't exactly clean.
Okay, I'll give you that.
So if you're rubbing your, and it gets, whatever the term is, underneath the skin.
I'll ask my son.
Subdermis.
He hasn't come home with any marks that I don't know of.
Yeah,
so.
And that can lead to, the one I kind of read was out of North Carolina. It seemed legit. Right. And the kid came down with some kind of staph infection.
Yeah.
Those are no good.
No.
No, you don't want that.
No, you don't want the MRSA.
No, no, you don't.
Yeah. Oh, so check your kids for eraser marks.
If you can kick Merce's ass the way you did, it's really not a big deal.
When I come home from school.
Yeah, you kicked Merce's ass.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I sat there while everybody else...
Kicked his ass, Craig.
You brushed it off, man.
Everybody else put antibiotics.
You brushed it
all around.
Kicked his ass.
You brushed it.
And they put more antibiotics in.
Oh, MRSA, MRSA free.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't antibiotics that you could take in a big pill form. You had to have the IV bag, right?
I did at the end. Yes, I had an IV bag.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's serious stuff. But check your kids for track marks.
Yeah.
Or eraser marks.
It could be just eraser.
Eraser marks. Yeah.
Kids are such wimps these days. Some ooey gooey Fruit Loop with marshmallow Rice Krispie treats would be. That might be a game
you'll
changer.
You'll make that one that some, might this be weekend when changer. You're drunk coming home.
Right. Petey can only get behind food he invents.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he won't give it a rave review.
He thinks he invents.
Right. He's got his own taste.
I'm working on this rice with, if you get some fresh fish, and then you just kind of cut the fish and pack it onto some rice, maybe a little
sushi.
Cilantro.
It's
or
called punch. Sushi.
I call it raw fishy.
Okay. Raw fish.
Raw fishy.
And you would wrap it in some kind of soy paper or something like that?
Yeah, like nori paper, yeah.
That's a good idea.
I know.
Working that this weekend.
May catch on.
You should be rich eventually.
Raw fishy.
Eventually you'll find a food
raw
that
fishy.
Doesn't.
It's one word.
Eventually you'll find a food that doesn't exist.
Raw fishy. Okay. I like it. That is going to catch on. Fact.
Might have to change your name.
Yeah, why would you even think about eating something raw?
I don't know.
It's because it's delicious.
Because Petey mentioned it.
Well, yeah, and it's great.
Just do it right, Craig, or I'm shooting you in the head.
Thank you.
Twice.
Twice.
Not just once, twice.
Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore says allegations of sexual misconduct against him are a desperate political attack by those damn Democrats.
He is a horrible human being, and Republicans that vote for him are horrible human beings.
The Washington, well, unless everyone else is lying about him.
Yeah, all these girls have corroborating stories that...
Unless they are lying.
And the girl, the 14-year-old in 79, is a Trump voter, too, by the way.
But Clinton...
That doesn't...
You know he did.
No.
That's the argument.
It's not, no. That is not the worst argument.
Okay, the worst argument
is... Oh, no, I got it. Yeah, you have this Jesus one?
Yes.
Okay, do that one.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of bad ones, but this is the worst.
The worst argument is that, well, Joseph was so much older than Mary, so it's cool.
Oh. Wow.
Yep. They had Jesus. And that's his line. He goes, and they had Jesus.
And so why do we have laws of consent, age of consent?
He said, will the
other people are saying, no, that's horse hockey.
Oh.
Charlie Sykes.
Some people are calling him on it.
Yeah. Some people are saying, no, it's horse hockey.
Yeah. Take Joseph and Mary. Yeah. Take Joseph and Mary. Mary was a teenager and Joseph was an adult carpenter. They became parents of Jesus. That's an idiot that lives in Alabama who actually was elected for something. And this is Charlie Sykes last night. He retweeted, will the party that accepted Access Hollywood president draw the line at Roy Moore and a 14-year-old girl? And I said, I bet they don't. And this is my favorite one from John Fugel saying, because this is what the guy's running against now.
So the guy was in his 30s when he was hitting on the 14-year-old.
Hitting on her. Took her back to his house twice. Felt her up both times.
And made her
do stuff to him.
Yes.
Roy Moore was accused of pedophilia by multiple women. His opponent prosecuted the white supremacist who killed four little girls in Birmingham church bombing. Ordinarily, a civil rights hero is more electable than a molester, but you're talking Alabama. And all these, except for McCain, all these guys, including McConnell, are all saying, well, if this is true, he should quit. What do you mean if it's true? That means you don't believe the woman, right?
That means you have to
the election is
give
in 10
deference
days.
To the guy on your side.
Yeah, yeah. That, but that's true tribalism. Because they also...
Tribalism. I like that word.
That is, yeah, and that's true. They went to Alabama. I saw this guy last night in the news. He went to Alabama to interview people. And they found some people. They were obviously Roy Moore voters.
When you mention that they go to Alabama, you must also include the banjo on their knee.
Every
time you say that.
You're right. Okay, when you go to Alabama with a banjo in your knee.
Right, you can't say, I went to Alabama without including that phrase.
He found people that said that.
I'm so glad you laughed at that.
I loved it. We need some laugh. We need some laugh because it's pathetic.
Yeah,
it's pathetic that tribalism is allowing a child molester to be in the Senate. And he will win.
You went out on a limb, but it worked, Todd. I like it.
Yeah.
He will win because they went down there and they found some voters who said, well, if it is true, if they find out to be absolutely true, they'd still vote for him over a Democrat.
They went down where?
Alabama with a banjo on their knee. I love that
Here's
song.
What I'd be
we
curious
need that.
About.
We need that song.
Here's who they need to talk to. I would be curious to hear this person's opinion. Because this
the guy with a 14-year-old girl? Yeah. I got one of those.
Okay,
it's 14-year-old
girl. No. I'm assuming her parents may still be alive now.
Oh, so the mom is.
She probably.
The mom's 71.
Only in her mid-40s. What do they think?
Although they hated it. No, no. She found out 10 years later. Here's the deal. The story was the mom and the 14-year-old girl sitting outside a courthouse. He's a prosecutor. He's walking out, meets them. And the mom has to go into court for a custody hearing. And she goes, well, you know, she doesn't need to be in that. I'll watch her for you. And the girl's thinking, well, it's a grown man. I won't keep it on my daughter. Fine. He gets her phone number while the mom's in there. Calls her, picks her up. Twice takes her to his house somewhere. Molests her both times. She's 14. He's 32. And then there's also multiple women saying he sleazed on them when they were in high school, too. But
when they were between the ages of 16 and 18.
Yeah, this girl was 14.
So no dad has stepped up and said that he's very proud that his teenage daughter got to bang.
No, no. In fact, the mom is 71 now.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Yeah. Huh. And they've known for a while. When he became a judge, they remember this guy. And it's just brutal. And it's you just don't believe people now. You just don't believe women. Great.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders
what'd she say?
Said the president believes we cannot allow a mere allegation to destroy a person's life. But if the allegations against Moore are true, then he should do the right thing and step aside.
You know what? We're not saying this is the only bad thing about this guy.
He's done a lot.
Oh, man. He's the biggest homophobe ever. He says gays should be illegal. I mean, jail. And apparently he's a bigot. And Tony, I think he's a racist too.
But you know that works with some people.
It works with the Alabama with the banjo on your knee. Oh, the racist and bigot stuff does work with people. I get it. But pedophilia is
that's
illegal.
That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
I would hope some people would draw the line.
You would think. Hopefully, there's some independents and maybe some Republicans that will draw a flag in Alabama.
Right. Yeah. I would totally expect people to vote for a homophobe, a racist, and whatever else you accused him of. Right. It wouldn't surprise me because there's a ton of those in office already.
Yes, but, there is.
Pedophile. Yeah, you got to kind of draw the line.
You have to. Something you got
to. You have to.
Yeah. And look into. You got to look into that.
Yeah. But.
But we don't know.
We don't know
if it's true.
It's allegation.
Because a lot of those 14-year-old girls like to lie about that stuff.
She's in her 50s now.
Especially when it comes to Judge Roy Moore.
Whatever.
Everybody's out to get Judge Roy
Moore. Because coming forward with that doesn't draw attention to you at all, right? Women don't want to be drawn attention to in these situations. It takes a lot for them to come out. Look at Weinstein. Mm-hmm. Nobody believes. We all believe all those women. They jumped on Weinstein, and rightly so. He's a piece of crap.
Because
that's
people,
just sad.
And
it's
I'm
sad.
Sure in this not instance even... too, people have known about this for years.
Oh yeah,
the stuff that we're just learning about, we're not secrets within the circle.
Well, not
it was well known.
Oh, he might have been just leaves back from day one.
I'm sure everybody knew that.
Right.
Everybody who knew the guy probably knew that. Just like everybody knew Harvey Weinstein was a creep.
That's what Roy Moore said. He said, you know what I like about middle school girls? they stay the same age.
Yes, they did.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Yesterday, we talked about the story where a friend, an old friend of Corey Haim's, who is now dead, said that Charlie Sheen had molested Haim when Charlie was 19 and Corey was 13.
Butt stuff, yeah.
And so now Corey's mom has come out and said, no. Corey told me everything.
It's another dude. It wasn't
Yeah,
Sheen,
it was not Charlie. It was this dude named his name on Dr. Oz.
Really?
And they bleeped the name and digitized her mouth.
Wow.
Digitizing the mouth last night.
Yeah, Corey Feldman. Corey
As
Feldman,
we're talking about sexual abuse, that's a beautiful line.
I know. That's why we always stop. But
pause for dramatics.
But Corey Feldman never said it was Sheen either. He knew she was molested. He never said it was Sheen.
Well, yeah, but it was any number of people,
right.
But
it wasn't Sheen.
Right. It was not Charlie Sheen.
Nah, right.
Oh, I read about
He liked the ladies, apparently.
Unsubstantiated allegations about Charlie Sheen on Facebook yesterday.
Well, he likes the ladies, obviously, Sheen. And he's
not according to these allegations.
Oh, no, we've heard that, yeah.
We've heard that before, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, we have.
I'm smelling some Hog Wild barbecue. Thank you, brother.
Did you bring any dog biscuits?
For Todd. Todd likes dog biscuits. It's a whole other story.
That's our weekly reward for behaving in the studio.
Good boy.
Thank you.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Sit, boo-boo.
Okay,
sit.
So this is a, I'm sure for some people this is a tough one. The creator of Mad Men being accused of sexual harassment.
Isn't that?
That whole show was about that.
Yeah, that's what the show was about. Did he think he was living in 63, exactly. 1963?
Okay, well, get this.
All right, well,
creator Matthew Weiner and writer Kater Gordon.
Weiner is a female.
Both won Emmys for their work on Mad Men. They wrote an episode together.
Got it.
And she is now claiming that Weiner told her at work late one night. They were working late one night. You know, they've been working together for years. Working late one night. And he said,
"Hey, girl,"
that she owed it to him to let him see her naked.
Yeah.
"Girl, you owe me, girl."
End of story.
Show me. You got to be naked, girl.
Why did why'd she owe him?
Because you're in Mad Men, girl. Put up with
she her was an years. Assistant and then, you know, brought her up and made.
Are they doing this over drinks and somebody just said something stupid?
No.
Okay.
So he made her what she is today.
Yeah.
But
I helped you, girl.
And then apparently that was the end of it. That's the end of the story.
I'd like to see you naked sometime. I got it.
Yeah. You owe me.
Right.
So it sounds like a bit of a demand.
It also sounds like something a dumb ass would say that shouldn't be
late ruined. At night that's been drinking or something
that
like
shouldn't
that.
Ruin his life.
That what do you do on that one?
I don't
she
know.
Felt she feels she felt she feels uncomfortable now.
Well, around him all the time. She was
yes.
still with, oh, she's still
yeah,
with
she ended up quitting the show because of it. She said.
Legitimately, she felt bad.
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've never been in that position.
I've never been
you
in that position.
Todd? Oh, Todd, I was hoping you were in that situation.
What? Feeling awkward when a guy asks you to see you naked?
Yeah. Well,
you
when
say yes.
when you know, like when someone would say you owe it to me.
You owe me.
What is up with guys' signals? Because most of us have actually had some luck with some ladies in the past, and sometimes you know when they want to get naked in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's just a situation where it's a given. You like each other.
Yeah.
Why can't guys click in their head that? Just
she doesn't it. Like me.
She's not into me, so I'm not going to ask her to get naked.
Well, here's the I don't know if this is the equivalent. I don't know if this is apples to apples, but in order for guys to relate this, has a gay guy ever hit on you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And did it make you feel uncomfortable?
It was just, I was at a bar. I was a lot younger, obviously. And the guy was talking to me, I felt that vibe. I felt uncomfortable only because... You know, it was no big deal. I said, okay, I'll see you later, and I walked away. No big deal.
Yeah, I worked
he
with
didn't say
guy.
Anything, but, you know, you were skinny, and yeah. I was skinny then, too, but you were always clean cut, and you looked kind of gay in those photos. I've seen some.
You had a mesh tank top.
Yeah. Yep. To you by that chopper or vet or something like
that's
that?
That's pretty gay.
Now.
Yeah. But did, what,
well, a gay guy I worked with used to throw out testers all the time.
Yeah, too much.
You know?
Yeah. Why? Because why'd he throw out more than one tester, Todd?
Because
you
I
said,
was,
let me think about
seemed
it.
Seemed mildly interested.
Right. It wasn't a definite no.
Because I was skinny and clean cut.
And naked.
Yeah.
And actually, he was a good guy. I liked the guy.
Yes.
I just didn't want to have sex with him. Yeah.
Yet.
That's when you used to shave your chest, too. I used to remember that. I remember that, Todd.
Did you have a gun, to your head?
Yeah, Todd.
Literally. But once again, I love that you throw out testers all the time because he wasn't sure you were going to say no every time.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know if that's different. I think this woman might be a little bit more intimidated by the man because the guy's probably bigger and stronger than she is.
I don't know.
And rightly so, she might have. I'm not going to hammer.
He's got
any,
power.
I'm not going to hammer any of these claims.
You can't.
I can't because it's the woman, and they come out when they come out live.
You got to take them at face value.
You got to take them. You got to believe these women because it's sad. It's sad for them, and they don't want to come
another
out.
Another woman might take that differently, or she might have taken it the same way. We don't know exactly what the situation was.
And if you don't have that, if you can't read that.
Right.
Right. You can't just dismiss these.
No, I'm not.
You can't.
As a lot of people do.
I'm not.
Oh, I don't even want to hear from. 9.5
times. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
The you.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be restrained.
The you. So, guys, I wanted to thank you, and I appreciate the fact that you have made me think the way of a cool liberal and liberalistic ideas and, you know, just normal dudes.
Right.
I credit all this to you.
When were you ever conservative?
Never, but
okay.
For the bit, and because you guys have made me feel this way and feel like one of the guys, you deserve to see me naked.
Hold it, hold it. I want you naked with one sock on.
Yeah, over the half toe.
That's what that,
I was just about to say. Can I cover up the half toe?
Yes, because
it gets a little, please do. Gets a little sore in the cold air, and that's why I want to keep that. I do have sex with one sock on, so, but I have a legitimate reason to do that.
We will take you up on that because I see no objectors here in the studio.
Whatever you want. I figured that much.
We're ready.
Take off your clothes.
Yep. Have a good one, boy.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
And we're going to be so disappointed.
You know what time it is.
Yay, sports.
Coming up with PD. Thank you, Tony.
I got a skedaddle.
All right. Go you. Go you.
Go you.
Yeah. Beat the Catholics.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.